Welcome to the Mind Forge, episode 14. I'm Alex Nova. This episode is covering how to use conscious breathing to regulate mindset when triggered. We'll be brief as we try to be as much as possible in these episodes, in the solo episodes of the Mind Forge. We'll dive into, you know, some of the science, you know, the fancy words, what's happening inside the body when you're being triggered, and what the breath does for you in the organ level, and how that is going to affect mindset. So trigger, right? Conscious breathing to regulate the mindset when triggered. Everybody's been triggered. A trigger is an event, a stimulus. You know, it can be external, happening in the world around you, or it can be internal. It just happens in your own mind. And it's causing you to amp up into sympathetic nervous system. Okay, fight or flight. Something happens and it triggers you into fight or flight, sympathetic activity, okay? Now, Mark Twain said that the worst things that never happened to him, Mark Twain said the worst things that ever happened to him never even happened. Meaning that a triggering event can simply be a mental, imaginary event. It can be someone driving down the road, cutting you off. It can be something a coworker says. It can be something a relative says. Now, I use conscious breathing. I really became a firm believer in the power of conscious breathing to regulate mindset dealing with a relative. Without going into too many details, I had a relative and I still have this relative. There was a very tense period of time between the two of us. We each perceived that it was the other's fault. I'll leave it at that. But when I interacted with this person, just their presence got me riled up, okay? So I could not really interact with that person at all because of how angry I got and how triggered I was, okay? Because seeing that person would bring up the memories of the event and it would trigger me. But I had to figure out how to get over that. I had to figure out how to interact with this relative without being triggered. And so I went to my yoga education. Okay, I teach yoga. I went to my yoga education, which was the breath is the gateway between the body and the mind. The breath controls the body, which will shift mindset. So when I made efforts to interact with this person, I would feel my body amping up. I would feel it starting to shift into sympathetic. And what's that sympathetic? Okay, heart rate goes up. Breath is becoming shorter and more shallow. Your cognition narrows. It feels harder to make the decision to remain calm and non-reactive when you're being triggered. And why does it feel like that? Because when you're feeling that sympathetic activity, when you're shifting into sympathetic, the amygdala, it's sending distress signals to the hypothalamus. This is what's starting to send messages to release adrenaline, spike cortisol, which is increasing the heart rate, increasing the blood pressure. And when this is happening, actual areas in the brain that deal with reasoning and impulse control, executive decision making, it's losing power. And the other areas of the brain that deal with stress signals to communicate to the body that it needs to go into fight or flight, they're getting more power. All right. So it literally becomes harder to reason when you're in sympathetic state. So what did I have to do? I had to slow my breath down, because I know from yoga that a exhale that's twice as long as an inhale is shifting you into parasympathetic. I read it, I practiced it, and I saw the results. So I knew that that's what I had to do. So I tried it, and it kind of worked. And then I decided maybe I just need to breathe really slow on my exhale. So I put it into work, went to interact with this person. The triggering event was simply the person. And instead of inhaling for 4 seconds, exhaling for 8, I just tried to exhale as long as I could. And I was able to get through that conversation without feeling like I just wanted to turn and walk away or let them have a piece of my mind. So that was a success. So let's talk about why and how this happens, kind of dive a little bit more into it. We did cover that when you're feeling triggered, right, the amygdala in the brain is sending signals to the hypothalamus. This is communicating. This is the runner. This is the Pony Express. It is sending, carrying messages throughout the nervous system now to spike things up. Let's get things going. We need to rock and roll. We need to either fight, we need to flight. And if you reach a certain limit where you get too amped up in the sympathetic, you go into freeze, fight, flight, or freeze. Right? Maybe you have experienced one of those three sensations. I'm sure that you have. Now, when you begin to use the breath to manually shift your body into parasympathetic, okay, and we want to go this route initially because it's easier to control the breath when you're feeling amped than to simply use willpower to revert to control the mindset. It's just easier. Okay. So let's start and progress up, right? So slowing the breath. And by the way, even the experts, they know the breath is the best way to do this. So they use the breath in conjunction with mental will to relax the body. So when you're slowing the breath down, when you are exhaling longer than your inhale, because by the way, the inhale is slightly sympathetic and the exhale is parasympathetic, right? And you can practice this. You can see it for yourself with an SpO2 monitor. Put your finger in the SpO2. It's measuring your pulse rate. As you inhale, your pulse is increasing in speed, slightly sympathetic. And when you exhale, your pulse is going to slow down. So you can watch this in real time with one of those little tools. So your vagus nerve, this is the main highway of the parasympathetic nervous system. A slow and controlled exhale stimulates that vagus nerve. So another way you could do this. Like, let's say you were in a stressful area. Like, I don't know, maybe if you're hunting, okay, and you're feeling amped up, but you know as well as I do, if you're a hunter, that if you're amped up, you're less likely to make the perfect shot. So you can slow down that heart rate. If you're a firefighter, which is something that I do every third day, and you're on the fire ground, if you have the awareness to do a low-toned hum a few times, humming also stimulates that vagus nerve more strongly than simply a slow exhale, because a long, slow hum is a slow breath out, and it's also the vibration is stimulating that vagus nerve. When you stimulate the vagus nerve, it is going to trigger parasympathetic messaging, and it's going to slow your heart rate down. It's going to shift more brain activation to the prefrontal cortex. It's going to bring back online the area of the brain that deals with emotional regulation, executive decision making, reasoning. So the slow exhale stimulates the vagus nerve, which is going to, that is what is activating parasympathetic nervous system, which is going to bring back online the prefrontal cortex as power is reverting back to that side of the brain away from the amygdala and the hypothalamus. This is going to be your fastest way to move from fight or flight to rest and digest. You're going to, we've talked about some of this in other episodes, but there's more that you're going to benefit more than simply the shift in the parasympathetic, right? You are, with time, retraining your subconscious patterns. So the patterns of behavior that you have in the subconscious and the mind, right, that is tuned to like to trigger, you're going to be like basically down regulating that sensitivity. You're going to be slowly eroding the pattern, that reactive pattern, to whatever the stimulus is. It's like they're mental push-ups. So every time you end up in a triggered situation and you use the breath to slow things down, to shift back into parasympathetic, you're basically doing a little nervous system push-up. You're practicing that down regulation. It will get easier with time. It'll happen faster. You'll get better at it, and you'll probably need to do it less often. Now, you know, this is kind of, we're kind of taking modern science and meshing it with what I know from yoga. If you look in the ancient yogic texts, like this is old hat. Okay. The yogis know that when the breath is unsteady, the mind is unsteady. When the breath is steady, the mind is steady. So the mind forge, we want to learn how to manage mindset. What are the tools that we have? Well, I've said this before and I'll always say it. The breath is one of the most important tools we have for mindset management. The mind is one of our superpowers, but only if we learn how to control it. We use the breath to control the body and the mind's activity, the mind space. That is a reflection of our moment. It's a reflection of our physiology in the moment. So we got to be able to control physiology if we want to control mindset. Now, we've got different breathing patterns, okay? But as long as your exhale is longer than the inhale, you are guaranteed to be pulling that lever into parasympathetic. So, yeah, that is going to be it for this episode. Trying to keep it short for you. Give this a practice. You know, put yourself into situations that you know are going to present opportunities to be triggered. Be aware of it when you're going into it. Like I went out of my way to put myself into situations. I won't call it a confrontation, but I put myself into an interaction with someone that I knew I didn't want to talk to, that I knew I would get triggered just being near that person, so that I could, one, practice this and see if it would work. Because I knew I needed to eventually be able to interact with this person. There's no just avoiding forever. And I also needed to be able to do it in a way that, that I was calm, chill, cool, collected. I want to be in charge of my mindset just as much as you do. And I needed to put myself, to me, that I knew that that was a sure thing. I would get triggered and I would have the opportunity to put it into practice. So figure out in your life what that is and go do it. All right. Peace. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Mind Forge. If you want to help us out, please share with any of your friends, family that you think would want to listen to it. Also, like, subscribe, follow us. That's a good way to give us your support. We appreciate it. Take care.